got a special message for all the first responders out there who are saying no to the toxic, deadly vaccine. We, the people of America, we love you. And don't trade your life for a paycheck. And by the way, the good news is I believe that you will eventually be reinstated with back pay if they fire you for not taking the vaccine. So my name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I'm the founder and creator of Brighteon.com, the video platform for free speech. And I have, over the years, I've trained with cops. I was a member of a police foundation board that raised money for cops. I've done many, many years of hand-to-hand combat training, edge weapons training, firearms training with cops and veterans. And so I know that you guys and gals, you get crappy pay, you get treated like dirt, they use you and they throw you away when you put your lives on the line. And for the whole year of 2020, you were exposing yourself. Oh, and I got to mention the firefighters too. Can't forget the firefighters who and the EMTs and the paramedics, you know, all of you first responders, you're all loved by the American people. Let me tell you, you worked all 2020, you were exposed to people during the pandemic, and you were considered, you know, the heroes of America. And then as soon as the vaccine came out, suddenly you went from hero to zero. The mainstream media attacks you and calls you unpatriotic and calls you anti-science because you want to continue to work in the same exact way that you worked for the entire last year. By the way, almost all of you have natural immunity. If anybody should be welcomed on the job, it's first responders who have natural immunity, because you're already immune, obviously, to anybody that's carrying whatever COVID strains out there. But yet, they're attacking you, they're discarding you, they are insulting you, and they're trying to take away your pay. Well, here's what's going to happen in my assessment. And there's going to be some good news at the end of this. If you hold out, don't sacrifice your life for a paycheck, because these vaccines are killing Americans in record numbers. I interviewed Dr. Zev Zelenko not long ago, and his estimate is that 250,000 Americans have already been killed by these vaccines. That's five times the number of Americans killed in the Vietnam War. This was like five Vietnam wars in terms of the fatalities. And by the way, I think Dr. Zev is estimating on the low side, just to be a little more conservative with it. Other people I've interviewed have estimated 500,000 to 1 million Americans already dead. This is like hundreds of 9/11s already perpetrated against the American people by the criminals such as Fauci and Biden and the NIH and the big pharma executives and the CDC and the FDA, all criminals. They should be the ones arrested, put behind bars, but that's a different podcast. So here's what's going to happen. This shot, this vaccine, so-called vaccine, it's not even really a vaccine. They had to change the definition of what is a vaccine in order to push this through emergency use authorization, EUA. And even then, the FDA's so-called approval of this vaccine was a hoax. They didn't even approve the vaccines that are available in America. They approved Comirnaty, which is a vaccine that's not available in America. So none of these vaccines have been approved in America, period. It's all a hoax. And they can't force you at gunpoint yet to take the shot. So they're trying to coerce you by saying, you know, like de Blasio saying, oh, well, you're not going to get paid. We're going to withhold your paycheck. That's illegal. And that's coercion, highly unethical, but completely against the law. But here's what's going to happen, because in these vaccines, it contains the mRNA instructions to take over your body's cells, to turn your cells into spike protein factories. Spike proteins are the bioweapon. This is what causes vascular damage and neurological damage, immunological damage, and shuts down the immune system, causing acceleration of cancer. The people who took this vaccine, there are three phases during which they are going to die. It's the early phase, it's the medium phase, and it's the long-term phase. The early phase is the blood clotting that happens right after the vaccines, usually within a few days or a few weeks. That's up to 30 days. And you probably know people who have been killed by heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, thrombosis, those kinds of things. It's all blood clotting. That's usually within the first 30 days. So those are the near-term deaths. That's a relatively small number compared to the total number of people getting the vaccine. But that's not where this ends. The medium-term deaths we're going to see over this winter, and that's based on antibody-dependent enhancement, or called ADE. And what happens is when you're exposed to flus and colds in the wild, then your body overreacts and you go into a hyperinflammatory reaction because certain portions of your immune system have been shut down by the vaccine, especially the parts that moderate your inflammatory response. And as a result, people are going to die a very painful death from just catching the common cold. Things that wouldn't kill them before will kill them this winter. You're going to see probably hundreds of thousands of deaths across America before March or the end of March of 2022. And those are medium-term deaths. And then you have the long-term deaths, which are the cancer deaths and the autoimmune disorders. So cancer tumors are accelerating right now in the bodies of people who took these mRNA vaccines because their immune systems are losing about 5% of immune function per week. As the immune system crashes down to zero or near zero, the cancer tumors begin unrestrained growth. Now, cancer tumors, depending on how big they are already, I mean, everybody's got little microtumors, everybody, all of us, but they're normally kept in check by the immune system. Well, some people have tumors that are only, you know, 1,000 cells, some people have tumors that are 1,000,000 cells, and so on. When the immune system is halted, those tumors begin to explode in the body. Some people will die in a year from cancer. Some people, it'll take 3 years or 5 years, or the younger people, teenage people, people in their 20s, might take 10 years. But for those who are in their 30s and 40s and so on, this is very likely to kill them with cancer inside of 5 years. And so those are the long-term deaths caused by this vaccine. So in all of these waves of death that are taking place, and this is what the vaccine is designed to do, cities like New York City and San Francisco and LA and so on, they are wiping out, they are murdering police officers and firefighters and first responders, even, you know, 9/11 emergency responders who answer the phones, and of course the paramedics and everybody else. They are murdering these people by design. This is a de Blasio special. Cuomo handed the death baton to de Blasio after Cuomo mass murdered the elderly in the hospitals and the nursing homes last year to drive up the COVID numbers. It was all mass murder to drive a media narrative. So now Cuomo's out over some small-time, you know, drummed-up charge of sexual harassment. Are you kidding me? That's nothing. That guy is a gangster murderer. But nevertheless, they just wanted him out of the way because what they have planned is far worse than what Cuomo was willing to do, if you can believe that. Like, Cuomo wasn't evil enough for them, so they got Hochul, and now she's going to be replaced. But de Blasio got the baton, and de Blasio is, of course, going to mass murder city workers with the vaccines. But here's where this goes. As the die-off of the city workers accelerates, at some point, and I regret that I can't predict when this is going to happen, or even I can't predict reliably that it will, but I suspect it will. At some point, these cities, like New York City and others, are going to say, oh my God, we need to bring back the people we fired who have natural immunity. And they're going to come back to you. And they're going to say, please, please come back to work. We desperately need firefighters and police and ambulance drivers and so on, desperate. And at that time, in my opinion, although you should check with your own attorneys and your own state laws and so on, but if it were me, I would say, sure, I'll come back. You give me back pay for all the months that I was out of work. You give me back pay and, you know, also maybe something for the pain and suffering of all the months of me not having work. So you give me double back pay or you give me triple back pay. How about that? And you reinstate me. I think that's going to happen. I can't guarantee it. And again, you should do what's best for you and decide what, you know, what the political environment is and the legal environment is in your own city. But I think that's going to happen because they're going to need you back so desperately because the cities are going to fall into chaos. Fires will burn without being addressed, even more than they are already in places like Los Angeles or you know, Phoenix. fires are going to be out of control. Crime is already getting out of control. 911 can't even keep enough people on staff to answer the phones in many cities. It's going to get far worse. And the doctors and nurses as well, they're going to want you back. The emergency room workers, you know, the healthcare workers, they're going to want you back. And you just tell them, look, hey, you bureaucrats, you can print money to bail out corporations. Print some money. Give us triple back pay. You should demand it because you're worth it. They've underpaid you for so long that they got used to it. It's time for that to end. When the day comes that they desperately need you back, you tell them it's going to take triple back pay. That's my take on it. So we are fighting for you. We're rooting for you. We love you. The American people appreciate you, all of you. The first responders, emergency workers, we know what you do for society. And, you know, we have love for the truckers and the transport drivers. You know, we have love for all the people that keep society running because we're all suffering under the assault of these lunatics in government who are trying to destroy society and destroy our lives and destroy our paychecks and destroy the human race. So what's going on right now? So share this video or audio, whatever you're watching, probably on Brighteon.com. Share it with people you know who are firefighters and cops and you know, law enforcement workers. Share it with them because they need to know that we, the people, we support you. And we are going to support you in the strategy I just laid out. Yeah, let them fire you. And then hopefully you have enough money to survive a few months. They're going to beg for you to come back. At least I think that's what's going to happen. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, known as the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. I've got a podcast every day, and I've got articles every day at naturalnews.com. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.